about the family who took in another family.
In the beginning, there was our four children, myself and my husband. We heard about another family who lost both their mother and their father. They lost their mother by gunshot and the father through snowmobile accident. My husband had grown up with the lady and took compassion, and we took them in. They told us horror stories of the times that they had lived with other people, the time they were left alone in the apartment with no food but pancake mix. They told me that the best thing about living with us was not being left alone and a lot of food to eat. Now, we took care of them for a year, and we went back and forth to the psychiatrist with them to try and help them with their emotional problems. The oldest girl was in high honor roll, and the little boy is in gifted and talented program, as is my oldest daughter. Now that we came together as a family, the IRS has told us that we might not be able to keep the kids. And that's where my story ends, up in the air.
Okay, everybody should have a chance to yam once. You don't like that.
Young, I'm ravaged. Look at my face. Look what seven kids have done to me. And you call me young.
And you work besides.
You should see me.
And then everybody tells me I need to get married and have kids.
No. My advice now is no, no, no. You want my little girl, have her for a day, then you'll know that child is enough.
I worked at a daycare, and I had 30 kids in my class, first through sixth grade.
And is that why you didn't get married?
No,
Was that enough punishment to you?